First order of business, pledge the flag at the front of the room. I also would like to ask everybody to remain standing for a moment of silence in memory of K-9 Officer Barrett. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Bauer, here's the captain. Commissioner Callahan is absent. Commissioner Gillette.
Ma'am.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Peterson.
Here.
Commissioner Perkins.
Here.
And Commissioner Stewart is absent.
Thank you. Item number four, the amendments to the agenda. Item five, special recognitions and presentations. Before we go on, I would just like to, under that category, since we've added it in there, the chief of police had sent me sent letters out to some people that were involved with K-9 Barrett's escort and so on, and he had asked me to read some of it into the record, which I will, outlining what some of the area departments did in the Montville's time of need. So, on June 1st, 2023, Officer Daniel Witz of the Montville Police Department was forced to euthanize his canine partner, Barrett, after an injury he sustained from a violent struggle while apprehending an armed fleeing felon. Officer Witz and canine Barrett were graduates of class of 194 of the Connecticut State Police Patrol Dog School and had been working together as a team since 2008. K-9 Barrett will sorely be missed. To celebrate the life and legacy of Barrett, the Montville Police Department decided to escort the Witz family to Norwich, Connecticut, where Barrett was to be euthanized. Barrett was then transported with the police escort to Cranston, Rhode Island, for cremation. Participating in the escorts were members of the Norwich Police Department, Connecticut State Police, Troop E. Montville, Troop K. Colchester, Troop D. Danielson, Connecticut State Police Kennel, the Rhode Island State Police, and the Cranston, Rhode Island Police Department. The Connecticut State Police troopers proudly led the procession from Norwich, Connecticut to the Foster, Rhode Island line, and where the escort was picked up by the Rhode Island State Police. Norwich police officers proudly led the procession from Franklin, Connecticut to All Friends Veterinarian Hospital in Norwich, with traffic units manning busy intersections to allow the procession to safely pass. Your supervisors and officers stayed on site as K-9 Barrett was taken into the hospital to be euthanized, rendering a hand salute in his honor. Captain Carnevale of the Cranston Police Department and other members of the Cranston Police Patrol and K-9 units met the escort at the Cranston line and proudly led the procession to Final Gift Pet Memorial Center. Your officers remained on the site and rendering hand salute as Barrett was taken into the crematorium. And to the superintendent of the Rhode Island State Police, Corporal Paisley met the escort at the Foster, Rhode Island line and proudly led the procession into Cranston. He then remained on scene at the Final Gift Pet Memorial Center, rendering a hand salute as Barrett was taken into the cremation. So I just wanted to get that read into the record of what our area departments did, state police did, from Connecticut, Rhode Island. Number six, communications. Anything on communications? Number seven, consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of May 22nd, 23.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item number eight, remarks from the public. Agenda items only with a 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Hearing none, we'll move on. Number nine, remarks from department heads. Lieutenant Radford.
Chief Radford, Lieutenant Moffitt, please. There are our monthly statistics for May. We had a total of 899 calls for service. We had a total of 32 infractions issued, 3 juvenile summonses, 20 misdemeanors, 89 written warnings for a total of 144 citations issued. Over this past month, we attended the first responders night at the farmer's market. I believe it went well. Wanted to say thank you again to the Public Safety Committee for assisting with the dispatcher interviews. It was last minute, and we really appreciate your help. I also wanted to mention that you just spoke about Officer Witts with Barrett. He has since procured another canine. He's starting his official training with the dog. He does have it now. So he's moving on. The dog was vetted this past week with all the state authorities, and he is going to be comparable, if not better, than Bear, the way his drive is.
What was the dog's name?
The new dog's name is Sig. Sig.
Sig?
So,
yes.
Lieutenant, can I ask a question? And if it's out of whack to say so, I know I kind of read something in the paper that said that they're going to like maybe up the charges on this crook, I guess it is, that injured the dog, murdered the dog. And is that what will happen here? Is that something that is something we can look forward to, or is that just go by? What's the process?
We all went to court this past week. And to support the judge to not accept the plea deal that was there. It's not that they're going to up the charges, they're going to up the sentence, is what they're looking to do. So we spoke with the prosecutor at length, and long story short is the plea deal was refused. So the prosecution basically is back to square one trying the case. They believe they have a solid case, and they're going to go for additional time. They have until, I believe it was August, is the next court date, which the decision will be made then. If any sort of plea is reached, if the defendant accepts it, or if he's going to go to trial.
What was the plea, do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know all the particulars other than it was numbers. 10, 3, and 2, or something like that. 10, 3, and 2. It was 10 sentence, 3 to serve, 2 probation, I think is how it went. And the judge wanted to add a couple of served years onto that. And that's where we ended up.
Okay, thank you, Lieutenant. Any other remarks from department heads? Marshal Barnes.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. For the month of May, my office did 58 business and apartment inspections, 2 fire investigations. We were requested to the scene or an incident response 2 times, issued 24 burn permits, and 1 new business inspection. Also, during the month of May, 3 hours were spent on emergency management obligations.
Thank you very much. Any other department heads? Then we'll move on to number 10, committee and liaison reports. Commissioner Perkins.
I have all 4 firehouses incident reports for the month of May. I forwarded them on to you guys. For Montville, they had canceled 7 calls. EMS calls is 67. Fire is 3. Motor vehicle is 9. And other, which I was requested not to read, is 16. That was for Montville. For Mohegan, the dispatch canceled en route was 3. EMS calls, excluding vehicle accidents with injury, was 65. Fire was 2. Motor vehicle, which is accidents with injury or accidents no injury, is 11. Other was 10. For Chesterfield, canceled en route by dispatch, 9. EMS calls, excluding motor vehicles, is 13. Fire was 2. Motor vehicles, accidents with injury and non-injury was 4. Other for Chesterfield was 6. Oakdale Fire canceled en route 15. EMS calls excluding vehicle accidents with injuries is 38. Fire 2. Motor vehicle with injuries 6. Other for Oakdale was 4. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Animal control, Commissioner Callahan's not here, but I believe that she did submit the her report, the animal control. Police department liaison, Commissioner Gillette.
Not much to report. Just met with both chief and LT a couple of times this month. Everything's going well. No issues to report.
Thank you. And the building department, there was no report generated because there's no actual head of that department at the moment. Item 11, any remarks from fire chiefs? Don't see any in attendance? Item number 12, unfinished business. A, we're going to skip. B, report from the town administration on progress of the formation of the Montville Police Department.
We're on schedule as far as it's coming Saturday, one way or the other. We've done everything we could. We've gotten a lot of positive results from some of the things. We're ready. We've got some little delays internal as far as, long story short, our fingerprint system. We're going to have to go back to the old school way for a little bit and equal everybody. There's a little side issue on the state side that they're working to correct. Other than that, we're on track, ready to go. We have one of the meetings we had with Commissioner Gillette was a very positive thing for us that Corrigan is going to be housing our prisoners for us, our male prisoners that we need to remand overnight or all weekend or whatever the case. Being a host community, that's part of what they do. So that alleviates the burden on us a bit for having to hold male prisoners. We'll just have to deal with any females that we need to hold. Other than that, we're moving forward, and Saturday's
going to come,
and
we'll be ready. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Lieutenant. Item C, to consider an act and a motion concerning possible action on the water tank installation problems at Millwood. Anything to report, Paul?
The intake appliance has been ordered. We're waiting for it to come in. There's a contractor lined up to attach it as soon as it comes in. I will send an email and advise you.
Thank you. 13, new business. Anybody have any new business? No? Okay. 14, any remarks from the public? See, now we'll move on. Remarks from the mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to say that it was a very fitting tribute to K-9 Barrett, and kudos to the chief and all the men and women of our department for putting that together and supporting Officer Witz in his time of great loss and sorrow. And hopefully we can get a monument now for Barrett. I think that would be fitting as well. I did contract today with the Southeastern Connecticut Council of Governments for building official services to assist Vern in keeping this department afloat while we're in the process of still trying to find somebody to fill that position on a full-time basis. My understanding is there's 30-something people in the building official training courses right now. A number of those wash out, a number of those then do not pass the test. So when people do get their certifications, hopefully we'll be able to compete and get somebody in here on a full-time basis, and then start getting a program in place to do some sort of apprenticeship program or training program to get a feeder system ready to go so that we have a succession plan in place for the future. Dispatchers were all hired. We have a full complement of dispatchers now, all certified and being trained on our systems and should be ready to go. We've filled the clerk position for the police department as well internally. So that will leave a gap in the fire marshal's office. Lisa will be moving over to the police department. So we'll have to backfill that position for Paul. Bill and Sean have been working hard to get the photos all ready in the cars and everything else. So they actually worked on Monday, which is a holiday, to try to keep things moving along with the schedule. And it's partially with the schedule with the state as well, to try to get the equipment up and running to make sure that we're kind of ready to go. The chief has been working with some of the legal issues with the records management stuff as far as where people are going to get reports. Now that we're not under the state police, we have to get all our reports back. What do we redact? What don't we redact? So there was some legal back and forth on that, and we think we have a handle on it. I won't say a firm handle, but we have a handle on it for now, and we'll be able to process the routine requests, some of the crazy ones that we get. We'll have to sort through and work through those. Other than that, looking forward to Saturday and making it official, but I have to tell you, the chief Blanchard has been doing a fantastic job so far, and all of the men and women of our police department have responded, and Connie has done a great job in moving things forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Remarks from the town council liaison.
It's already been touched on, but this Saturday is the ceremony for the independent police department transition. Any of the commissioners on public safety are going to help. We're going to ask that they show up between 11:30 and 12 o'clock at the Montville High School auditorium. And depending on who we get, we can get you helping out there. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Remarks by commissioners. Commissioner Peterson?
I have nothing.
Mr. July?
All set. Thank you.
Commissioner Perkins?
Just want to say congratulations to Lisa Skovish. I think that's a good position for her. Also, I already indicated in an email that was sent out to us, please let Officer Witz know, very sad about K-9 Barrett. As an animal lover myself, it was, and I'll just cry right now, but it was just awful. Have a safe holiday. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Yeah. The other thing I want to say to Lieutenant Radford and the fire guys that are sitting here, St. Thomas More started today for the next 2 weeks. They're going to have band camp and basketball camp there. At any given time, it could be about 200 students. There's 200 kids there, little kids to big kids. And they are going to, some are going to be staying overnight. All three dorms at the school are going to be occupied with people sleeping overnight for the next 2 weeks. Something to keep in mind if we go, the fire departments have already been notified, but I didn't know if they had notified the PD that there were going to be students, or not students, but there are people that are there for camp. There was quite a mob of them down there today, let me tell you. Other than that, that's all that I have. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Be safe. See you on Saturday. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. Motion made second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Or adjourn. Thank you.